Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, hello, happy Sunday. This is Sunday, November 25th. I'm Ilan Azulay, and we are here at the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. I'm a little at the tail end of a cold, so it doesn't matter how I tweak the mic, I will sound a little coldy. So, Sunday we are here. This is a wonderful day, wonderful week, and this time off and holiday, and everybody makes of it what it means to them. And when I will touch about that, that's really an interesting place to be. And I want to start with the daily utterance or blessing or prayer. Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the utterance or the due commandment of love your neighbor, friend, partner in the same way that you express love to yourself. And there are two aspects for this sentence, for this really wish. It is a wish. It is a wish for us to overcome our daily daily obstacles and what we tend to fall into. And we are wishing something for somebody else in the same way that we wish it for ourselves. But the focus, first of all, is on us, is on you. The focus is on you, is to bring that joy, that acceptance, that appreciation, that love, that forgiveness to yourself before, so you can understand, so you can give it to others. So it's for us, so we can be for others. And the second part is really, it's really hard to love somebody else like you love yourself. It's really hard. It takes a lot of work, and we always strive there. And it really takes a high level of understanding and spirituality to be in that place. What does that mean? But what it says in Hebrew, actually, in the sentence, "Ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha," it's love to your friend or your partner, just like there is love to you. So it's wanting the great things that you want for yourself, you want them for the other. That's a great lesson or a great practice in judgment or jealousy that sometimes one can experience. You see other things that are going for other people, and you are in the midst of a journey, and you wonder why this is not going for me just like it's going for him, and then you find yourself in this place of being jealous of what the other person has. And understanding that we are here to fulfill our own part of the journey. We have our own set of tools. And the tools that we have that are specifically tailored to our journey. So what the other person has may appear to be this is what is good for us, but this is what will be good for that person in their journey. And so wishing for somebody to have all the best that you have for that person means also that if that person has that and you still don't have that, or you wish it for yourself but now you're seeing somebody else has that, that's wonderful. And you contributed to the manifestation of something else that happened in a different energy field with a different person. That's how we're connected. How many times do you think of somebody and then they call you, or suddenly you see that person. This is how we're connected. It's all interconnected, all energetically connected. So wishing for the other person the best and the beautiful things that you wish for yourself, then you're really practicing love and giving love to that person. You give all the things that you wish for yourself, you wish them for the other person. So it's kind of hard to be jealous, really, when you wish something for somebody, because then you know that it's not authentic. If there is some kind of a charge or a resentment, it's kind of so I find this prayer, this sentence, so profound on so many levels, so many levels. And so we are here, I'm here, and to help those who are ready to reclaim their power. And reclaiming your power for you as a woman in today's society or field of how everything is operating is so crucial. It's so crucial, and this is what we're here, this is what I'm here to offer as part of the other offerings that I offer, is to come here and to share information, to share wisdom from ancient teachings, and my role as an empowerment coach and mentor for women who desire to reclaim their power comes also from an experience, specifically from a choice, an experience on both ends. In relationships, and relationships, it's not necessarily also only a relationship between a man and a woman. Could be a work relationship, could be a friendship relationship. But in this time where we are in the midst of a shift, it's like many things can go to different directions. Because this is also a vulnerable time. When you go through a shift, when we go through a shift, it is a vulnerable time. And so what comes in, what we allow to come in, will and can and will affect our choices and the places that we inhabit within ourselves and every situation that happens, how we react, how we respond, how we perceive certain things. Really being shaped during that time of vulnerability. And if you are a woman that you exited, you are in the midst of a divorce or end of a toxic relationship, it's very easy to lose focus, to lose sense of self, to lose the northern star, so to speak. The compass is kind of going all directions. And if you're in the midst of a divorce, did it happen that you find yourself navigating your life through what the other side, meaning your ex or their attorney, will do? Oh, if they respond like this, then I will say this. And these are all assumptions, stories, yeah, based on what you may know, but it's also what you don't know that may happen. And so the work is really to help you discover your own power within. And your power is not contingent on what the other side or any other side will say or do. It is how you talk to yourself. It is how you bring yourself to believe, how you perceive something and then you believe something, how to shift that. How to change that, how to map everything, and to be able to look at things compartmentalizationally. I know there is no such a word, but to compartmentalize and to be able to look at things without the personal attachment that exists there naturally. So how do we talk to ourselves? The phone number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Would love to hear from you if you are in a similar process. And we'll take off, we'll start with words, Matti Kaspi and Ehud Manor. There you go. If we could take words back. How many times did you, I'm sure it happened to you, where you say things and say, oh, I wish I could take my words back. You know, maybe the words didn't, what you said, maybe just created some effect but not as a large of effect if there were also actions that were following the words. You know, it's like a parent. You say to a child something, and if you don't follow through, then the child is recognizing that what you said, if you said, oh, if you do something like this, this is what will happen, and it doesn't happen. Many times because the parent doesn't have the heart really to do that. And say, oh, because you did something A, B, C, or D, then you're not going on this trip with a friend. Just an example. So it is. So when we don't follow through, then the kid says, oh, well, I can do it again. It won't be a problem. So words. And this is the same. This is the name of the program, Abracadabra. Most of all the people that I've asked if they know what the meaning of that word is, you know, the same answer basically is the same. Oh, it's magic. It's poof and it's gone. So when I tell people this is actually in Aramaic, sometimes I get to ask what language is that, but when I tell this in different language, it literally means I create what I speak. I create what I speak. Now, we know that what we focus on is what we are potentially inviting to us. So we can say, oh, I want to travel a lot. But if I don't do anything that will cultivate that which I want, then most likely it won't fall off a tree. A ticket or an opportunity won't fall off a tree, but there always has to be the initial push by you, by us, towards where we want to go. So if you want to be an actor, there's no really point on studying medicine, right? So something towards that direction. Either sitting on a tuches and doing nothing, or doing the exact opposite because of other reasons, will not get us to where we want to be. And so our reality is being created based also on our choices. So not just what we say, but how do we follow through with this, or do we do something to instigate, to start sparking that movement in the universe. And so these words, I create what I speak, what you're saying is that you are creating. Creating is something from nothing. Unlike developing, which is something from something, or inventing, inventing is almost like creating, but inventing is actually taking a few things maybe and putting together to do a function. So I took these kind of pieces of motherboard, created a computer that will do so. I invented some kind of a mechanism that will do something, but it's based on something else already. So you are creating what you speak, meaning that you are creating something from nothing. So you're creating something from nothing. In the mystery, in the mystery teachings and Kabbalah is really talking about the four levels of consciousness or worlds that we are here. The אצילות, בריאה, יצירה, עשייה. Divine nobility, creation, invention or development, and the making, the manifestation of all those intentions. The intention in the light is being there as a giver, as a giving source. Then there is the creating world, second the Briah, where creation is made out of nothing. Then there is the Yetzirah, the inventing, development out of something. And then there is this world, which is a manifestation, and the physical manifestation of the spiritual. But without the spiritual, or let's put it this way, without, let's correlate this to everything that is moving. Everything is moving, even a chair is moving, right? In the atom level, everything is moving. So if everything stops from moving, everything stops spiraling in a vortex-like spiral, if everything stops, then everything just ceases to exist. And so this is this level where the spirituality is infused in the materialism, and how we are treating the materialism, how we are in relation to materialism, is whether it's going to make the materialistic, it becomes like an idol, idling something that really can't do anything by itself, or understanding that this something is a cover, or it's like a car and a driver. The driver is the spiritual. The car is the tools to infuse the spirituality into it and make that alive, so to speak. And so. So this is this level, and we are at the bottom of that manifestation level. So it's like being in a Monopoly game, and everything, you lose sense of time, and you have all these buildings, and you have hotels, and you have this and that, and you forget it's a game. You know? And so. So when we are in this world, how do we also, with our words, create what we're creating? Where is our intention coming from? What are our thoughts? What do we say, or what do we allow ourselves or give ourselves the opportunities to do? Whether we do it or not, that's a whole different story. But what do we do with it? It's like last time I talked about the domino effect. We're really to knock down kilometers and kilometers, let's say, if you stack domino chips, all you need to do is do the one step of pushing the first domino cube. And that momentum will create such a powerful effect at the end of the line. So we can't really know, we cannot control the result. What we can control is what we say, what we think, what we believe in, how we perceive it, and what do we do about that. And procrastination is a big obstacle that can sit at one's presence for a long time. And so the action, if you're in a place of procrastinating in any situation, really the action of doing something at the point, if it's a really a serious situation where you really cannot operate just because you are procrastinating, anything that you do to get yourself into your body, into your movement, into your action, if action of anything, just to snap out of that cycle, of that vicious cycle. Just to snap out of that vicious cycle and to do something. And once you are out of there, then you can start focusing and directing your attention. Oh, this is where I want to go. But sometimes we need to snap out. Doesn't matter what you do, just to snap out of something. And just to be away from that energy, from that energy spin. And coming out of that will allow you to refocus, recalibrate. And so, words. How do we talk to ourselves? What do we say to ourselves? You know, this is why I was talking in the beginning, that what we do in the initial stage of a shift, the initial stage of a shift, of that could be, that usually a shift will happen, a serious shift will happen when a traumatic event is happening, when something really hard is happening. So a trauma will cause a shift, and a shift can be traumatic. So while there is something that is happening, that if you exited a relationship, that was a trauma. The trauma itself, how you attended to it, but the trauma itself is pushing you to make a shift. It's pushing you to be outside of your comfort zone. Otherwise, you wouldn't be traumatic. Otherwise, you wouldn't affect you as much. So it takes you away. It's like cutting you. It's like you cut your leg or something with something. You have a cut. That's the trauma. How it heals, whether it's going to be a scab or it's going to be a mark or a scar, is really how you treat that wound, that trauma. And by doing the way that you, by the, treating it the way that you'll be treating it, it's by itself is a shift. By itself is causing a different shift, a different action, different perception. You're in a different state of mind. And many times when we are in this vulnerable place, also we see possibilities that we couldn't see before. Things that were happening in front of us that you couldn't see before. Because when everything is good, hunky-dory, or, you know, you may take things for granted or just be in a certain energy field when you're in a relationship or in any situation, you don't pay attention to things. Many times, not everybody, many times, when financially or existence causes blindness and missing things and neglecting certain effort in a relationship because I don't need to. Yeah. It's a natural thing to happen if we don't pay attention to. You know, and those. Natural. I don't know if natural was the right word, actually. It's natural based on where you come from. Let's put it this way. It's not natural to creation, to the creation, to the fabric of creation. What's natural to the fabric of creation is unity. What's natural to the fabric of creation is giving. What's natural is love, is compassion, is kindness. These are embedded in our motherboard. These are within us. What is learned are the negative traits. Those are learned based on where you're at, based on where you grow up, based on the environment. You know, a seed of an apple, if I put it in the ground, or if I plant a seed to grow an apple tree, it's not the seed that is going to grow the tree. The seed is the spark. The seed is the first spark that is going to spark the entire neighborhood of that tree, the entire soil, the place where the tree is, the seed is planted, spark to grow a tree. Now, if that place is not being nurtured and not being taken care of, not given the nutrients to fuel you, to spark you, to... You're like a tree. We are like a tree. It's like the tree, the man or the person is like a tree in the field. It's like we are like trees. If we don't have the nurturing environments, nurturing energies, people that believe in you, people that see you for who you are, how you are, no matter where you're coming from or where you think you're going to, it doesn't matter. What matters is the compassion and the kindness and showing up when you need to show up. And when I say showing up, is not being afraid to be vulnerable, not being afraid to show that, oh, I made a mistake, or I made something that I wasn't aware of that caused this chain reaction that I'm truly sorry about. You know, so is being in this place is when you show up. And so, how do we see ourselves? How do we see ourselves in the context of everything that happens? And so when somebody is in a material place, how do we see ourselves? How do you see yourself if you are in an overly stimulated devices, items, electronics, all this kind of stuff? And especially now, I mean, this is the Black Friday. And I will mention also that there is something, that there is an offer that I'm giving 60% off just for this weekend, but for the other reasons. So if this weekend has been saturated with electronics, with devices, with I need this, or like Steve Jobs said once, the customer doesn't know what they want. The customer doesn't know what they want. We tell them what they want. You're creating that need. You know, I was this weekend in a great place. I was in Montecito, and it was beautiful, and I was walking on the beach, and I saw these three guys that from far, when they were riding on something on the beach on the sand, and there was like a little so from afar it looked like they were riding a hoverboard. I don't know if it exists even. I think I've seen on social media, on the web, different people with hoverboards, like there was in Back to the Future, where it's like a skateboard but with just energy or power or air pressure or something like that. And from afar it looked like that, and I was like, oh great, cool, I mean maybe we can get a ride on it. But what it was actually like a one-wheel skateboard kind of thing. They're just standing on both sides of the wheel. What happened to walking or taking a bike? Or I saw this also in the city, you're going from one place to the other. I know in LA walking is kind of difficult because every block is a half a mile. So, but that is creating a need for you that you don't necessarily need. But and so how do we when you when you have a, when you are in saturated with materialism, it's hard, it's sometimes very easy to miss things that are happening along the way. Very easily. And so when we come to a when we get to a vulnerable place, something happens, a divorce, a separation, loss of somebody, loss of work. This is a traumatic event that is causing you to shift. And how you're going to shift is based on what you allow in. Because when the door is open and you're not really paying attention, anything and anybody can come in. And so, and also now with this weekend, what I wanted to mention is that because of all this overstimulating and being exposed to electronic devices, you know, being near many electronic devices is kind of taking your, skewing your energy like crazy. If you could see live your, the measurements or the levels of your energy levels live as you are near different electronic devices, you know, it'll be shocking. Well, it's shocking to me, but you know, so it's how do we eliminate the over the exposure to all these devices? And when I go to I put my phone on airplane mode at night because there was an experiment of showing the radiation level when you're just on cellular, not receiving, not making any phone call, not doing anything. The radiation level is quite large for this device, the surrounding. You know, so when it's on airplane mode, it goes down to almost zero. But nevertheless, being around these devices, being surrounded by that, really sends our energy crazy. So it's important to take care of our energetic body and our spiritual presence, our the spirit that holds the matter, the body, just like the driver in the car. You know, if you drink and drive, then the car is going to hit a wall. It's not the car's fault, right? It's just responding to what you put in it. So if you put water in your gas tank, you know, it's not going to be good. So because of that, and because I want to offer this to the community here, and I'm grateful to everybody who is coming to the group sessions and the alignment session, the sound healing and experiences, and this is coming up. I'm offering an interactive sound healing alignment workshop, and it's 60% off, and it's usually $220, and it's $87 until Tuesday, and I if you go to my website bodysoulsound.com, it's on there or on my Facebook page. And so this is really it's a 2 hours session, and I use my custom herbal tea mix, high tea, that I make from different plants and herbs, and put together a tea mix that is a heart opener and activates different chakras, gives you more clarity and relaxation. And so that is combined together with a session with sound healing and other teachings. And so that is until Tuesday. So that is on the website. So we are here to challenge our perception, spark our imagination, and weave our creation. We are here to challenge our perception, spark our imagination, and weave our creation. When we are in this vulnerable place, this is the time where our perception has the opportunity, we have the opportunity through our perception to grow, to see something that we missed maybe, or something that is yet to be discovered that we didn't miss, but it is time for us to discover that. And the imagination is the, it's like this huge football field, and we're in the middle of it. And anything you choose is possible. Moving your arm left, right, up and down. Everything is possible. And through the allowing ourselves to imagine and believe, then we're starting to weave, to create that which we want to live in, that image or that reality that we want to live in. So words are power, but they cannot be powerful without an aligned action. We have to, in order to give the words their power, their intended power, the words that are spiritual in nature, because it's like fire. You know, you cannot touch fire, but it'll burn you. Words, you can hear words, but you cannot touch them. But you can understand to do a certain action with them. So words are power, but they cannot be powerful if we don't do something to manifest that word. And this is a life lesson. You know, sometimes it takes a long time to figure that out. And so, or anything else or that we're talking about. But this is really an opportunity when we are vulnerable, an opportunity to be present, to see what is happening. If you've been to one of my workshops to apply the mapping experience, to apply your map to your own experience, how can you map this experience without different things that are tainting, that are filtering your view, that are triggering you to do things that are based on other things? So it's like, can you be in this situation, this vulnerability, in this vulnerable situation where things are happening, things are shifting, and you see what can that bring? What can that be? What's the possibility? What is the opportunity and what is the possibility? You know, I saw this Friday, before the Friday video talk that I put up, I saw this video of the North Korean soldiers and the South Korean soldiers shaking hands in the, where they're demilitarizing that area over there. And you know, this is, we see more things maybe because it's more available because of the internet, but beyond that, we see more things that are happening that are so great between humans, between humanoids, between humans and animals, between humans and humans, and between even animals and animals. Now, maybe they were all the time doing that, probably we're just not paying attention. And now that many are awoken and seeing and are able to see what is happening around you, you know, this, so to see something like this, while this is the change of history, while it's in the making, to see something like this is wonderful. It's hopeful because, you know, the stories that we were told is that, or at least that for my generation, we were told is that, and from all the previous generation, is that man has to be a man and has to be tough and to hold it and not show the emotions and not be in a vulnerable state. And I remember when Mr. Rogers, the guy that had this one brilliant children program, in his Congress speech, he was like, how beautiful it is to see when men are actually being vulnerable and showing their vulnerable side, and choosing not to succumb to the learned, quote unquote, natural state of being angry or getting upset. And to see that, yes, they got orders, these soldiers. Nevertheless, they had a choice. Somebody could say, oh, I'm not doing it. But they came and they talked and they coming together. And this goes back to the point I talked last week, and we'll talk about it again and again, about the healing that has to happen, the healing that is obvious, that is in the communication of the relationship between a man and a woman and a man, feminine and masculine, especially now. So to work with the other side, if you are a woman that went through trauma of a divorce or end of a relationship, it is absolutely necessary that you have women's circles and women's groups and supportive and environment and energies that encourage your growth, that helps you bloom. And I could say actually, but if there is not the healing that is happening with the masculine, with men, or with what appears to be the masculine for you through that relationship with a man, the healing has to happen there, either with that person or with the representation of that energy. And this is why I do this work with women who desire to reclaim their power. The healing is in the relationship and the communication between the man and the woman, the feminine and the masculine. Besides that, I love working with the feminine energy. I grew up with the feminine energy and very, very detailed, very, very gentle. Could be at times and could not also. So this was a wonderful, wonderful time to be with you again today. And please go to my website, bodysoulsound.com. And on Facebook is /bodysoulsound. And we'll end with Ricky Gal. She sings a Matti Kaspi song. She's a wonderful singer. And words of Ehud Manor. And this is called Mother. Have a wonderful week. Shabbat Shalom, that was. And Shavua Tov, great week. Later out. Bye-bye. Hi.
Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.